Thank you, Holy Spirit. Today we acknowledge you as the Spirit of Truth. We acknowledge you for bringing light, for bringing revelation, for bringing truth. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading us today, guiding us into all truth. Thank you. You're with us. You've never left us. You'll never leave us. We choose this day to acknowledge you. Thank you for leading us up the steps of Zion to stand before the great and living doorway. Jesus, the Son of God, let us draw near today with full assurance, with confidence, with boldness. We see you standing there with arms wide open. We step in, Lord, we step in through the doorway, through the gate, the entrance, and the access point to stand, to step in, to stand on the path of life, to stand on the carpet of red, to shut the door to the outside world. We draw near today, Lord. We draw near. We walk upon the path of life to approach your throne with boldness, with confidence, to stand before you, Lord, to present ourselves a living sacrifice, living unto you, yet dead unto the sin nature. We surrender our will to follow you. We follow you down today into the Jordan. As the waters are rising above the ankles, above the knees, above the loins, waters to swim in, we abandon ourselves now, Lord. We abandon ourselves in you as we descend into the deep. We're baptized today, fully immersed into the ongoing death, the ongoing burial. To be planted together, we see that this old man is crucified. As you separate the wheat from the chaff, you separate the old from the new, you separate the old order from the new order, the law of sin and death being separated, the axe now laid at the root of the law of sin and death. We loose the old order. We loose the umbilical cord. Thank you, Lord, that we are now being freed, our bodies being freed, our soul being freed as you separate spirit, soul, and body, separating, dividing out light from dark, dividing out the old wineskin from the new wineskin. Today, Lord, we see that we are separated. Separated unto you.
Yes, I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to address that law. I want you to see that law. I want you to see that umbilical cord and know that legally you were buried. Your body was buried in baptism. Now loose that. Address it. Speak to it. And loose the law of sin and death. Today, the axe is laid at the root. Today, I no longer acknowledge your right to exist. Legally, you are cut off at the cross. Legally, you were cut off in the baptism. Legally, you were cut off the day I was born again. Today, I exercise the legal rights. And I decree you buried. I decree you loosed. I decree you severed this day. I decree sin has no dominion, that my spirit, soul, and body this day are sanctified holy. Father, we ask, Lord, you are high priest, we ask forgiveness. For granting the permissions, for granting rights, for granting access, for granting grounds of the enemy to move through this cord
Today, we sever and cut it off. Today, you are loosed. Today, you are buried. The axe, see the axe being laid to the root. I command the tree to wither. I command the roots to wither. I command the operations of sin, sickness, and disease to wither. Sin, poverty, and disease is cut off. Cut off. By your stripes we are healed. Surely you have borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And you buried them and carried them into the Jordan. They died with you. Today, I am, say today, I am sanctified, holy, spirit, soul, and body. My body is a legitimate member of Christ. My body is a purchased possession. And today, I take the wings of an eagle. Now we lift us up out from the Jordan as we shut this chest. We shut the door. We shut the cords. We drive the sword of the Lord into it and say, God has made an utter end of the affliction of this law. You will not rise again. You are utterly cut off. We send you now into the Dead Sea. We send you out into the abyss. Today, Lord, we take the wings of the great eagle as you lift us out to stand before the throne of grace, the living waters that flow as you wash our body in pure, clean water. Pure, living water. Pure, clean, living waters. Now we stand before your throne now, before the throne of grace.
As you wash us by the water of your word, we are clean through the spoken word. Today you wash us clean, brand new today. With the law of spirit of life, you wash us, the new law. Today, we are washed, we are clean, clean and holy, white as snow. You're cleansing our temple, you're cleansing our heart, you're cleansing our eye gates, our ear gates. Wash today, our heart gate, washed, pure, purity, restoring the innocence. You restore our soul. Today, Lord, as we see you stand there, as you open the train of your robe, we step into you, into the position that you hold with the Father. Pure righteousness was the white plush robe, weightless plush robe comes around us and clothes us, wraps around us to be clothed in righteousness. The purity, the holiness. Today we feel it. Just feel the robe coming around you. Just a pure, the cleanest, just came out of the dryer robe that you could ever have. Coming around you right now, clothing you as you clothe us, Lord. And you're standing. We stretch our arms out. Our arms become your arms. Our legs become your legs. We are now clothed in righteousness. As we walk into the courts of the Lord, we stand before the Father, and you present us faultless, without blame, without reproach. Every condemning sentence, every voice of accusation is now silenced and broken. We are now righteous heirs, holy, and without blame before you in love. Today, we stand before our book. We stand right before the Father, and he says, justified freely of faith, justified today by the blood. Today, Lord, we see and acknowledge that we hold this standing with you, that the law of sin and death has no more dominion over us. We now operate in the law of the Spirit of life that quickens now our mortal body. As we take the wings of this eagle now, righteous.
Amen. Today we're found in you, not having our own now. We have yielded into your glorious standing. It is in you we move. It is in you we move. It is in you we have our being. Today we are abundantly pardoned of all things. Today, you have separated all iniquity from us. The cords, the chains, the ties that bind, the atmospheres of iniquity have been removed from us. Today, stand in front of your book. Stand clothed. Stand righteousness and say, I am. Say, I am forever perfected in righteousness. This day, the sin and iniquity, you remember no more. There's no more remembrance. It has been utterly cut off. Today, you look at me as I am forever perfected in righteousness. You look at me through Christ, Father, for I am in him. We take the wings of the great eagle, Father. We ascend up into the realm of your glory and your love and your grace and your beauty, power, love, and of a sound mind, clothed in soundness, clothed in security, clothed in wholeness, clothed this day in confidence, clothed this day in love, compassion, loving kindness, and mercy, clothed in dunamis. Clothed today, upheld in a place of security, wholeness. Today, hold us for a moment, Father. Today, embrace us. Today, we let go. To your beautiful, marvelous embrace. Soundness of heart now. Soundness of mind. Every good gift and every perfect gift is emanating out of you now. We have been translated out from the darkness to stand in the midst of the marvelous light. And today, as you have life, eternal life, Father, in you, moving out of you, flowing out of you. You have granted the Son to have life. And now we stand in the midst, joined together in a state of union with Christ, the tree of life, who has restored our right again to partake of the divine life. Today we stand in the midst of the tree of life. We stand in the midst of all of its glorious fruits. Father, manifest your tree to everyone under the sound of my voice. Manifest the glory. Manifest the grace. Manifest today freedom and liberty, joy and pleasure, wisdom and discernment, dunamis power and Kratos might, life and light, the manifestation. As we stand in the midst of the tree of life, I see all of the fruits of this tree flowing, every good gift flowing, every perfect gift flowing today. As we stand in the midst of the leaves of the tree, I see the glorious green leaves overlaid with a frosted white glory, the medicine of the nations. Today we present our body now, as you now, we present our body freed from the law of sin and death, freed from the world, freed from the umbilical cord, freed from the birth, freed today from every curse, from every operation. Today, our body we present as a new creation. We present our body as a purchased possession. We present our bodies the temple of the living God. We present our body today for the quickening. We present our body to be washed in pure living water. We present our body now to receive the medicine of the nations. As I see the leaves surrounding me, I see the medicine. I see the movement and the flow of that medicine as I receive it into my forehead. I receive it upon my countenance. I receive it into my sight, for the eyes of my heart and the natural eyes of the body, they will not grow dim. I receive it into the central nervous system as you begin balancing my entire body with the medicine of heaven, the dew of youth. You reneweth the youth like the eagle. As the leaves now are moving in to the respiratory system, moving in, I hold the leaves now, and I see the expansion of that medicine throughout the sinus cavities, throughout the respiratory system. I hold the leaves in the midst of my heart. I see the medicine now being distributed through the blood system, divinely cleansing the blood, divinely cleansing the arteries, moving into the cellular level of our body, distributing life to the four corners of our body, to the organ, to the tissue. I see the life now. I see the medicine into the marrow of my very bones, distributing new blood cells filled with the life of God. I see a blood transfusion taking place in my body. I see the medicine flowing down my spinal column, through my shoulders. I call my whole back, disc, ligaments, vertebrae into total, complete alignment as all things in my body are coming into order now. I receive it into the muscle. I receive it into that digestive system. I decree this digestive system now turn back into the time of life. I decree the medicine moving through the digestive system, cleansing all foreign toxicity. I am whole. Clothed, filled, surrounded, infused. Today, I present this body to you, Father. I present it for the quickening of resurrection life, for the quickening, the body to be quickened, the quickening of the life, of the glory. I see the divine shield around me. I feel the divine shield around me. I feel the dew of youth upon me. I thank you. No plague comes nigh the dwelling of this body. No infirmity comes nigh the dwelling of this body. I walk in an impenetrable shield. As you are now our exceeding shield. You shieldeth us today. You shield this body from infirmity. It no longer belongs to the world. My body is sanctified, holy, Father, as you clothe it in your glory now. Clothe us all in the glory. Clothe us in the vestures of royalty. Clothe us in the vestures of honor. as we've been raised together, we take off all dishonor from the world system. We are clothed in honor. We are clothed in glory. We are clothed in royalty. We are clothed today in confidence. We are clothed as sons, daughters, and heirs of the Most High God. Now, if you have pain from this position, you speak to that. And you break its right. We break all agreement. We no longer grant you right or permission to exist in our body. We drive you out. You have no place in us. We have been freed. We are of a new species, a new creation. We are whole today. Amen. Let's give him glory. Give him glory. Now, Father, we thank you as we come back into this realm. I thank you. You are our exceeding great shield. No plague comes nigh the dwelling of this body. No sickness, no infirmity. We have utter and whole dominion over you. Go ahead and start that, Chris. I command it out from the family. Sometimes when you do this, you walk up into your house and you release this. I release this order into this house. I release this healing into this house. I release this open heaven into this house. I release this grace into this house. I command all infirmity to be loosed. If you want a double-edged sword, you can release angels over your house, healing angels. We call for the release of healing angels to release into our home, healing angels to protect our household, to protect this house. We send out the healing angels with healing in their wings. We send out the angels with healing in their wings to heal all the oppressed in their body in the name of Jesus. You come out of that realm, you'll feel the authority. You'll feel it. Let's give him glory.